Hare Krishna. Among the 8.4 million species, where do the devatas belong? Answer, they belong to the 4 lakh human species. The word manava is used with different senses, another human being is used in different senses in the scriptures. At one level, the humans are referred to those who are born in Martiloka, on this earthly planet system. And in that context, the devatas are higher and different. But if we, that is true, but if we that is from the point of view of human form which we have, a particular form with two hands and two legs and with a particular level of karmic endowments in terms of abilities which we have. But along with that, if we look at the generic characteristic of the human form that is described in the scripture, it is the capacity for dharma. Dharmena hina pashuvi samanaha. Ahara nidra vimaitam samanya vetat pashubhirnarana. Dharmo hitesham adhiko visheshu. So between human beings and animals, what differentiates is dharma. And we see clearly that the capacity for dharma is present even among the devatas. Definitely it's present. In fact, it is present to some extent even among the Rakshasas. You know, they know about Vishnu, they know about the higher powers, and they generally, despite knowing this, they do not surrender to that higher power, or they want to use that higher power for materialistic things. The Hiranyakashipu also knew that there is higher power. And he felt that by appeasing that higher power, I will get power. So he also did some of the external activities of religion like tapasya, yoga. But his goal was not ultimately higher than the world of the animals, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. He just wanted to become a not just a world champion, but a universal champion in sense gratification. So, but anyway, he had the capacity to know about Atma. And he talks about Atma Gyan also to his brother, his mother and his sister-in-law to solace them after the death of Hiranyaksha. So the point which I'm making is, from the narrow point of view of, we say, biological form, then the earthly planet system can be said to be having humans. But from the point of view of the developed consciousness by which we can inquire about dharma, then that is present among the devatas as well as the Danavas. So from that point of view, devatas and Danavas are also included among the human beings. And in this sense, the 4 lakh human species is not just referring to the variety of the races that we find on the earth or any other biological differentiation between different human beings that may be made. It is talking about people at different levels of consciousness, but all these 4 lakh species, they all have the capacity for dharma. Whether they utilize that capacity or not, that will depend on their choice, their use of the free will. So the devatas do use it, but they use it primarily, especially in Swarga, for doing karma. But in accordance with the will of Vishnu, the Danavas use it to go against the will of Vishnu, but they also have some understanding of the principle of a higher being and a higher reality beyond what one is immediately experiencing. So yes, the devatas and Danavas also fall in the human species in the broad sense of the word human. Thank you. Hare Krishna.